You're listening to Fine Music Radio. Hello and welcome to The Choral Life, where we focus on South African choirs, conductors and composers. The Cape Town Camerata have just won the coveted William Byrd Prize, and the choir will be performing two shows at the upcoming Toyota Stellenbosch Woordfeest on Sunday the 12th and Saturday the 18th of October. Both concerts are at the Endler Hall at the Conserve in Stellenbosch. Well, I'll announce the venue in a minute or two. Conductor Leon Starker and one of his choir members, Gavin Wild, are in the studio today to talk about their latest prize and the upcoming Woordfeest concerts. All this and more coming up in the Choral Grapevine a little later. The Indlovu Youth Choir are showing that they can do classical as well as pop. That was Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, if I remember correctly. And before that, we heard the Amici dei Lumine Choir. It's a group called The Legacy and a song called Kuningi. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've got two guests in the studio today, and they are both from the Cape Town Camerata. The Cape Town Camerata recently won, or the other day, actually a couple of days ago probably, the William Byrd Prize. And the choir will also be performing at the Toyota Stellenbosch Woordfeest. There'll be two concerts, and we'll talk about where exactly they are and what times and where to get tickets. And in the studio to talk to us about that is conductor Leon Starker and one of his choir members, Gavin. Good afternoon and welcome, guys.
Hi, Otto.
Hello, nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
Leon, I'm going to start with you, and let's talk about the competition, the William Byrd competition. Tell us, what is this competition about?
Yes, so there's a university college in Australia called the Excelsior University College, and they run this online choral festival. It's a Christian college, and it's a Christian choral music festival, although if I remember correctly, it's more pitched at religious music and not, I think, necessarily, but I might be wrong there. Anyway, they run this. It's an online competition, so they sent out invitations, I think, about March, April-ish, to people to submit two live recordings. That was the only requirement. It had to be a live recording. It had to be less than a year old to them, and then they would submit it to their panel of international adjudicators, and then they would select the shortest, and then they would select a winner from that. And so we sent in two recordings. One we made during a rehearsal of Psalm 42, the Genevan Psalm, and the other one was a recording of Precious Lord, which was made last year during our tour to Toulouse, Spain.
We're going to be talking about that arrangement of Precious Lord, because it's not the one that we all think of. It's a different one. But Leon, the college that runs this competition, the Excelsior University College, they're based in Australia, right?
Yes, that's right.
And it's a normal, like a tertiary education institution?
Yeah, it used to be the Wesley College before it had university status. So I think their purpose is to train people for service in the church.
Okay.
But the college is not restricted to religious training. They do all sorts of arts. Okay. So people come, they do fine arts training, drama, singing, movie making, but the focus of the college is to do that from a theological perspective.
Okay.
But people leave there with a general fine arts training and then go into the world and do what they do.
Okay. We must chat about, we're going to talk about the arrangement.
Yes.
But I wanted to ask you something else, which I hope I'll remember. Because first, let's listen to the University of Pretoria Camerata. This is a recording from when they were conducted by Johan van der Schant. And this is an Eric Whittaker piece called Water Night. The Tix Camerata, conducted by Johan van der Sandt with Eric Whittaker's Water Nights. We're speaking to Leon Starker, who's the conductor of the Cape Town Camerata, and also one of the choir members, Gavin Wild, who apparently is also a composer and arranger.
Wonderful composer.
Leon, you mentioned off air briefly about the story of the fact that the prize that you guys won is the William Byrd Prize.
Yes.
And the fact he was also a composer and a church music composer.
Yes, absolutely. He was a significant composer of the Renaissance, early Baroque, probably late Renaissance period. Had a huge influence on church music and on compositions of that time. The college in Australia is named after John Wesley, who was a significant English evangelist. So I think that sort of ties it and links their roots for this specific competition and its prize.
Yeah. Talking about composers, the song that you recorded that you won this prize for
Precious
is called
Lord.
Precious Lord.
Yes.
And the arrangement that you sang is not the usual one that we know. It's a different arrangement.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting that it's not a traditional gospel song or traditional spiritual. This is something that was written by someone.
Yes. Thomas Dorsey was an American gospel singer in the 1920s, early 1920s, 30s. He was very well known. The story behind Precious Lord is he went to a gospel conference, I think in Chicago, if I remember correctly, and his wife was at the point of delivering their baby, and he went to the conference, and at the conference, he got the message that his wife had died in labor.
Oh, dear.
And he went to his hotel room, and he was devastated. And as a result of that experience, not immediately, but in those weeks, he wrote the song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Lead Me On.
Oh.
It is an absolutely moving composition. And there were two very good arrangements. One we sang previously was arranged after John F. Kennedy was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And then this specific arrangement, which Gavin can tell you more about, was done by Arnold Sevier in a different style than the one we did previously.
Yeah, yeah. Arnold Sevier, an African-American composer. Gavin, tell us about this arrangement, please.
The arrangement has more, I suppose, gospel jazz-inspired harmony as opposed to I suppose what you might expect to hear out of a church choir.
Mm-hmm.
The composition also has a lot of space to it, so there's lots of room for interpretation to go faster, to go slower, to do swells. And so depending on the acoustic and depending on just the emotion of the day, the piece has lots of dynamism in it.
Yeah, it was interesting because it starts with this low bass line, which is almost ominous to listen to. Where did you guys record this?
Last year we were touring in Toulouse. We went to the Toulouse choir competition in Spain.
Yes.
And the wonderful thing about the competition is that you travel to get there and you pay for your travel costs. But once there, the hosts provide lodging, food, and everything.
Mm.
But they make you work.
So
these specific people put us on a bus for 2.5 hours to a town in the middle of I don't know where, and it was at the end of our tour, and the choir was dead tired.
Yeah.
We got there this evening in Santander, and we sang this in that incredible cathedral. We were so tired, and we walked in, and this cathedral was just packed, full of people.
Mm.
And it was one of the most, for me, I don't know you, Gavin, for me, one of the most fantastic performances, concerts, one of the most memorable concerts we've had in a long time. I don't know how you experienced it.
A wonderful experience. I remember getting off the bus and being extremely tired, but then seeing the anticipation and the appreciation of the audience, the beauty of the cathedral is just outstandingly beautiful building and decor. Really gave us the energy to deliver a good performance that day.
Well, it clearly paid off. Let's now have a listen to this recording of Precious Lord, an arrangement by Arnold Sevier of Thomas A. Dorsey's Precious Lord. I think you guys should do concerts when you're tired more often, because that's quite the recording. And you could hear all those jazz chords and sounds in there. It comes through so beautifully.
Beautiful pieces.
Yes. And it's a pity that this version of Precious Lord is not done a little bit more often here in South Africa. I think it'd become quite popular amongst choirs. Let's talk about the upcoming Woordfeest. You guys, I'm very excited about the fact that Woordfeest each year includes more and more choirs in their concerts. I think it's the exactly right thing to do for concerts. What are you guys going to be doing? What's in the program? What can we expect?
We can expect a variety from us. Always some fast songs, some slow songs. We are going to be singing a few settings of Latin text, like De Profundis and Magnificat, by different composers. The Magnificat, we're doing a version from an Indonesian composer,
yes,
I think.
Yes, Ili Mateo.
And then De Profundis from... as had
that's Levente Yunyesi, but I think we're sitting that one out.
Yes.
If our choir members listening, you'll give them heart attacks.
Did I let the cat out of the bag on that one?
We do Nunc Dimittis, though.
Yes, that's the other one.
The Nunc Dimittis, I think you have a recording of Nunc Dimittis.
Not this one, it's a new one.
Okay.
You would have heard the Voices 8 singing it. What a beautiful, beautiful one. Paul Smith, British composer. And it's just so simple and so incredibly beautiful.
Is he the brother of he's one of the co-founders of Voces 8, Paul Smith?
I don't know.
I think yes, because he, the brothers who started Voces 8.
Oh, Barnaby
Smith.
Yes, yeah, okay.
And his brother Paul.
Well, I didn't know
that. Yes, and they also wrote, on a complete side story, they wrote this fantastic book on music education.
You've just exposed yourself as a choir nerd.
Yes. My name's Arthur, I'm a choir nerd. Yes, this fantastic book that I think was even implemented in some of the British schools. But anyway, back to the subject at hand, the Woordfeest.
Yes.
You said that you are doing some stuff. I see in your Quicket write-up, you talk about some Renaissance pieces, timeless classic pieces.
Yeah.
Some of the composers that we can look forward to, we might recognize.
Let me think quickly. Yes, you can catch me slightly off guard.
We're
doing a bunch of new music.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of our preparation for our tour to Hungary next year.
Oh, okay.
And this is some of the music we're taking with there that we're preparing for this feast.
Okay.
So there's the Magnificat Nunc Dimittis. We're doing Musica by Bart Uysberg, which is quite popular in choral programs.
Yes.
That specific one we are doing. Two African-American spirituals, which we've done earlier this year, which are hauntingly beautiful. Obviously, we're ending the concert with Precious Lord.
Yes, you have
and,
to.
We start off with the Genevan Psalm, which is a Renaissance piece, Psalm 42 again.
Okay.
There are more, but I'm a bit caught off guard.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you about your competition next year in Hungary.
Yes.
But let's quickly take a music break.
Yes.
A piece by William Byrd.
Yes.
And by the Cape Town Youth Choir. We'll be listening to different eras of the Cape Town Youth Choir /Camerata/Procanto eras. So bear with me. This is from the Cape Town Youth Choir era. And this is Ave Verum by William Byrd.
Oh, wow. I love it.
That was the Cape Town Youth Choir with William Byrd's Ave Verum. Now, Leon, we're talking about your concerts at the Toyota Stellenbosch Woordfeest. And let's talk about the details. So there's two concerts, but only one of them is a paid concert at the Endler.
Yes.
And the other one is at the NG Kerk or NG Moederkerk in Stellenbosch.
Yes.
Which one is which?
On next week, Sunday, the 12th, the Dutch Reformed Mother Church, so I can't directly translate it, they use their morning service as a word festival. So they have a service where there are some text read, some communal singing, and some choral singing. So we're forming the choral part in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's free and open, and anybody can. I think it starts at 9 o'clock, if I remember correctly, but that's free entrance.
Okay.
And then on the following that, the 18th, the Saturday, we sing in the Endler Hall.
Okay, and then that's the concert. The service, I mean, do you know if there's... I know Zurala Temin plays the organ usually.
Yes,
Is she going to be playing
in your
concert?
Yes, she's going to play. We aiming to do one piece where we sing a chorale and she improvises around us singing the chorale.
Course,
so
that
alone is enough reason to come.
Yeah, because I know when she hosts a concert and does some of her playing, that usually is quite expensive concerts. So if you want to hit a luck, then make sure you're at this church service. What are your plans? Let's quickly talk about your competition next year in Hungary.
Yes. So in Debrecen, in Hungary, there is one of the five Grand Prix competitions, European Grand Prix. The European Choral Grand Prix is the oldest choir competition in Europe, if I'm not mistaken. It's five cities that each host a competition. It's Debrecen, Tolosa, Maribor, and a few more. And then the winners of those five competitions this year, those five choirs, they compete next year for the title of the European Grand Prix. So every year you have your five cities hosting a competition, and parallel to that, the previous year's winners doing the Grand Prix competition. So last year in Tolosa, I think, last year the European Grand Prix was not in Tolosa, it was somewhere else, but last year's Tolosa winner will now this in 2020,
next
year's. They'll next year now sing in wherever the Grand Prix is held that year.
Oh, okay.
So we are trying to qualify for that Grand Prix, and in order to get to the Grand Prix, you have to win one of the city competitions.
Okay,
So that's what we're aiming to do next year.
I've always wondered about when it's the European Grand Prix. Is it? It's obviously not exclusively European countries.
No, not
that
at all. No, some of the most remarkable winners are the Philippine Madrigal Ensemble. Really, really, really good choirs. The Kamer Youth Choir from Latvia have won it many times. The Resonance Children's Choir from Indonesia, I think they are, or Philippines, they've won it.
Okay.
It's anyone can
go. So it's open. Yeah. Okay, all right. And when next year does that happen?
That is next year, July.
July, so it's in the European summer.
In the European summer, in our school holidays.
Oh, in our school, luckily in our school holidays. Gavin, just closing down, I want to ask you, you are a composer and arranger and stuff. Do you publish your works, or is it exclusively for the use of the Cape Town Camerata? What do you do with your works?
I have written one or two things for our choir before. They are on YouTube channel. Otherwise, I do get some private commissions from other clients, the local and international, and I tend to write pieces for special occasions.
Okay.
So they aren't always widely published or available, but for specific occasions, if someone wants to do a Christmas concert or a wedding or something like that,
okay,
I can write something for that occasion.
Which pieces are I'm assuming it's the Cape Town Camerata YouTube channel that people can hear these recordings at?
Yes, they are up there.
And which are some of the names of those pieces?
I've done the arrangements of We Are Family.
From Sister Act.
Yes,
we did that in COVID time. Yeah?
Oh,
that?
Yes, I remember doing that. We all took our own recordings at home and we did together. That was great. I've also done some other pop songs before.
What was that Madonna song? I'm trying to remember the title.
Oh, it's like a Prayer.
That was an amazing one.
Really? Oh, like a Prayer? Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We sang that with a small group at a wedding.
Yeah.
And one of the remarkable things about that wedding was that the groom was partaking of the herb while the ceremony was going.
I think also wrote a version of Signed, Sealed, and Delivered for that song.
Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, that's the one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, go and check out Gavin's music on the YouTube channel, the Cape Town Camerata. Leon, thanks very much, and Gavin coming in today. All the best with your preparations for the Woordfeest. Firstly, the listeners can go and check out on Quicket, the Saturday, 18th of October concert is available for tickets on quicket.co.za. Go and search for Cape Town Camerata a cappella. All the best with your preparations for the Woordfeest and for the competition next year.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.